You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week our program leads off with Fats Navarro.
Boom! Thank you.
real early James Moody, going back to October 1948. Moodamorphosis was the name of the tune, and it rounds out our opening set here this week on Jazz Oasis. Let's go to the top. We started with Fats Navarro and Ice Freezes Red from January 1947. On the Savoy label, Fats Navarro, of course, on trumpet, Leo Parker baritone, Tad Dameron piano, Gene Ramey bass, Denzel Best on the drums. Then we listened to three different sides by Gene Ammons. First, from June of 1947, we had Concentration on the Emercy label. In addition to Gene Ammons on tenor, we had Gail Brockman trumpet, James Craig on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Chuck Williams on the drums. Then we jumped a couple years later, October 1949, Little Slam on the Mercury label. We had Jesse Miller on trumpet, Matthew G. trombone, Junior Mance piano, Leo Blivens on guitar, Leroy Jackson bass, and Wes Landers on the drums. Finally, we wrapped it up with a side on the Prestige label from November 1951, Because of Rain. Gene Ammons on tenor, Bill Massey on trumpet, Eli Dabney trombone, Sonny Stitt was here, I think, on baritone, Clarence Anderson piano, Ernie Shepherd bass, and Teddy Stewart on the drums. Three in a row by Gene Ammons. And then, with all the things that I've learned from doing this program, one of the most pleasant surprises was Hank Jones. Here's Hank from November 1st of 1955, Little Girl Blue, recorded for the Savoy label, Hank on piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Kenny Clark here on drums. Then, 2 days later, back in the studio with an up-tempo piece, Hank's Pranks, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Eddie Jones on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. And that brought us around to James Moody, Moodamorphosis from October 1948 on the Blue Note label. James Moody on tenor, Dave Burns, Elman Wright on trumpets, Ernie Henry, alto, Cecil Payne bass, James Foreman piano, Nelson Boyd bass, and Teddy Stewart on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here's Horace Silver.
Thank you.
There's drummer Philly Joe Jones featured on piano. Side Called Gwen from November 1959. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started the set with Horace Silver pretty early, back to October 1953 on the Blue Note label, piece called Safari. With Horace on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Then we listened to Dizzy Gillespie and a big band. In fact, it was a 15-piece band on the Verve label from back in September 1954, a piece called Cool Eyes. In addition to Diz, we had Ernie Royal, Quincy Jones, Jimmy Nottingham all on trumpets, also Hank Mobley and Lucky Thompson, J.J. Johnson among the players. 15-piece big band with Dizzy. We followed up with another side by Dizzy, this one from February 1959, also on the Verve label, and Constantinople. Dizzy Gillespie there on trumpet, Junior Mann's piano, Les Spann on flute, Sam Jones on bass, and Lex Humphreys on the drums. Then a pair by Philly Joe Jones. This first one, Battery Blues was the name of it, found Philly Joe back on the drum set. November 1959 on a package called Showcase on the Riverside label. Philly Joe on the drums, Blue Mitchell there, Julian Priester, Bill Barron, Pepper Adams, Dolo Coker piano, and Jimmy Garrison on the bass. And we wrapped it up with the piano piece by Philly Joe called Gwen from that same session, November 1959. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our timeline here covers the years from 1944 through 1964. Let's go back to around 1957-59. These are real early recordings by Wes Montgomery. A package on the Renaissance label called Back on Indiana Avenue. It's an unknown band. Wes, of course, is here on guitar. Let's start it with this. End of the Love Affair. Thank you. Wes Montgomery, going back to 57 to 59, they're not quite sure. The End of the Love Affair on the Resonance label, and that was on a package called Back on Indiana Avenue. And that just about brings us to the end of the trail for another Jazz Oasis, another week. We're going to grab at least a piece of one more from this same session. This is Wes Montgomery, a piece called Mr. Walker. We hope you'll join us when we do it again next week.